The package was the shape of a shoebox, wrapped in brown paper, tied with cord.
I know, she said, backing away from the light. I'm not wearing very damn well. I'm not lasting so good. What's it been, 6 years? So, I was 24, right? And now I look 40.
How's Ben?
I wouldn't have the faintest idea.
Oh.
Yes, it's like that. I haven't lived with him in over 3 years. I threw him the hell out.
Oh.
Stop saying oh. You know, I felt a little pinch when I saw this great old boat. I really did. I didn't know I could feel anything like that, related to Ben. I thought it was all gone, but we were happy aboard this croc. It was the only really happy time, I think. Shiny new marriage, and not a dime in the world, but a great boat to have a honeymoon aboard.
She sat in the chair in the corner by the locker, out of the light. In a different voice, she said,
I should have settled for you.
You figured I wouldn't marry anybody, I said. I sat on the bed, facing her.
I know, I know. What I don't know is why I was so red-hot to get married. So I married Ben Milligan. Jesus. Know what he was, really? He was a child bride. His mother spent 25 years picking up after him, waiting on him, telling him how great he was, and then she turned him over to me. Wine, wine, wine. He couldn't hold a job. Nobody appreciated him. Bitch, bitch, bitch. He had like 14 jobs in 2 years, and the last part of that 2 years, he didn't even look. He stayed home and watched the soaps on TV. He did all that bodybuilding stuff all the time, muscles on muscles. When I came home from work, I was supposed to cook, or at least stop on the way home and buy pizza or hamburgers. Trav, couldn't you tell what he was like?
Sure.
Couldn't you have said something?
And lose an eye?
Okay, so I was in love. Thank God for no kids. I think it was him, not me. But he wouldn't go see a doctor about it. He got very grumpy that I could say anything might be wrong with the perfect body. Look, McGee, it was all a long time ago, all forgotten. I didn't come here to talk about my great married life. I was thinking on the way here, I don't really know Travis McGee, but you made me feel close to you way back. I had to find somebody I could trust. I went through an awful lot of names. I came up with you. Then I started thinking, maybe he's got somebody aboard with him, or somebody lives aboard, or he's away, or he's married. My God, it's 6 years, you know? I stepped aboard, and 6 years were gone. You look great, you know it? Absolutely great. You haven't changed at all. It isn't fair. Look at me.
It happens to people. They get up to the point of explaining the mission and can't make it, so they go into a talking jag. She needed help. There was a thin edge of anxiety in her tone, and the words came too fast. So I gave her some help. What have you got in the box? I asked. She exhaled harshly, almost a gasp.
You get right to it, don't you? What have I got in the box? In this here box, you mean? Once you said you had a safe place for things. Do you still?
Yes. She came over and put the package on the bed beside where I was sitting. She grasped the cord and popped it with a swift, sure motion. She stripped the brown paper off. Meyer says whole tracts could be written about character revealed in opening a package.
What I've got in this box, she said, is money.
She lifted the lid. It was money. It was packed in tightly. Used bills, some loose, most tied into tidy bricks with string, with adding machine tape tucked under the string.
I've got here $94,200, plus $10,000 for you for keeping it until I want it.
No need for that.
It's worth that to me, and I'd feel better.
Can I ask any questions?
Hardly any. That's part of the fee.
Stolen?
Like from a bank or payroll or something? No.
And if you don't come back?
I'll be back to get it before... What's today?
Early, early in the morning of May the 16th, a Thursday.
Okay. If I don't come get it before the 15th of June, or get some kind of word to you before the 15th of June, then I'm not coming at all. So it should go to my sister Susie. Do you remember my maiden name?
D. Carrie D.